Where I live, that means something kind of different. Tuckered out would be being winded from, you know, strenuous work all in one period. Whereas being very tired or done out would be how you get after a long day of work.
Really wore out.
You'd use tuckered out for after a long day of work, huh?
Yeah, I think I would.
Tuckered out, to me, it'd be how you are after you run a mile and a half or something.
Yeah, just a short exertion. But, yeah.
But well, that's neither here nor there. How do you say that you come into the state of being sick? Somebody last week, got sick, or took sick, or was taken sick?
I would say was taken sick, probably. Would be the most common expression.
How about...
come down with a cold or something like that.
That's the next thing I was going to ask you. Come down with a cold. Would you ever say, took cold?
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Or caught cold?
Caught cold someplace. That's about the first thing you say if you didn't feel good. I believe I caught cold someplace.
We say caught a cold. Did you say that a minute ago? Did you say caught a cold?
Yeah.
Well,
that makes me think about we'd go sad tonight. You remember it was around in the snow district?
Yeah. Yeah, we had it. Yeah, we had it down there too. If I kind of had a frog in my throat and couldn't talk very well, you'd say I was what?
A little bit hoarse.
And if every so often I was going, you say he has a...
got TB.
Yeah, what is the long word for that?
Tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I was just going...
What's the expression we used to have around here? Ready for Arizona or something like that.
Yeah. Well, what do you call this?
Hacking cough, wouldn't it? You got kind of a hacking cough, haven't you?
Yeah. You know, they use that expression down in the south a little bit, too, down in Boone County, hacking cough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if some member of your family is supposed to take some medicine every morning, you want to know if they've taken it yet. Just how would you ask them?
Have you taken your medicine yet?
And a person can't hear is?
Hard of hearing.
Or if they can't hear at all?
Well, you'd more or less say they're deaf.
Well, here's one of these situations where I do something and then later you tell somebody about what I did. Now, right now I'm sweating, and later you'll say he
was perspiring.
Yeah. Would you say he sweated hard?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Would you say he sweat hard?
He was sweating or perspiring very hard.
But you'd say neither he sweat hard nor
no.
He sweated hard. You know, just say either one of them, huh? Okay. What do you call this thing that you might get on the back of your neck and it discharges a little bit of
blood? Boils? Carbuncles?
Anything else?
I've had a little experience with that. I don't know, I'd call them, I'd have been willing to call almost anything.
Cater?
No, the carbuncle mostly, or boils, but